Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hello and welcome to Happy Foot Sad Foot. I'm your host, Travis Helwig.
And if we weren't splitting a Patreon three ways now, I would not be here. Vince LaRosa.
Darren's joining us right now. I mean, guys, what did we just spend our evening doing?
What? Why? There's so many questions. So many questions that have nothing to do with the actual match. Darren, since you just jumped in, why? Why? Just why?
Oh, boy. I'm sure you guys have covered so much already.
Is it the win?
I do love soccer in the rain. I don't want that to get a bad rep in general because of this game. I think there's nothing better in the world than soccer in the rain.
What about soccer in the snow?
Oof, I don't know. Haven't seen it. Haven't done it.
No, rain is better because snow, the ball stops. Mm,
yeah, it gets frozen. The ground gets frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever the producer of this game was that thought it was really funny to have the moment of the match be Tropical Storm Ophelia, just stop.
That's not funny, is it?
I said my name. The other two people on here haven't said their name, and I feel like that you guys need to say your name to let everyone know that this is how you're spending your time on a Saturday night.
I'm Darren Miller.
And I'm Vince LaRosa, and I also have a problem.
Before we were on, Vince and I were commenting how we can't believe there's people here in the chat, and we agreed that all are sickos. We're MLS sickos. We can't do anything about it. Yeah. Okay, just to get it, I know we're all thinking it. Happy Foot. The people of Philadelphia had to sit in the rain and watch that. The horrible demons that live in Philadelphia.
I think we're forced to good creative happy foots in this game.
Sad foot. Keep going, though. I had to watch that game. Tim Morgan in the comments said he's in Vegas. What are you doing? Why are you on here?
Oh my God. Too loyal.
Well, we appreciate you, Tim.
Too close a friend of the foot.
I mean, if you told me at the beginning of the week, we're going to get 1 point against St. Louis, 1 point against Philly, I go, okay, that was pretty good. I wish we won against St. Louis. But
I think St. Louis is that still happening, or is it final score?
It's right at halftime. No, they started an hour later, so they're probably just coming out of half.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the score?
St. Louis still scoreless, I believe.
It was zeros between them and Minnesota, who Minnesota now, at this point, especially after losing that game to the Galaxy, just absolutely need to pick up every possible point they can.
If that game ends in a 0-0 draw, then that becomes retroactively probably past the point of this recording my happy foot.
Fair. They said on the broadcast that Steve probably would have been happy with 4 points in this game and on this
four
swing
points?
These two, oh. Yeah, 4 points total. He didn't get we didn't get 4 points, but he probably would have been happy with it, because you're thinking, yeah, if you get the three at St. Louis, really this is just a whatever game, you get like a point. So technically did what he set out to do against Philly. It's just such a bad game. Like the weather, everything was bad. The referee, God, the referee. That's my sad foot. The refereeing's so bad. Like to get, stop it with the, why with the first challenge are we giving yellow cards to center backs?
Like, I said it last time. We just keep getting yellow cards in the first 2 minutes of the game.
Right. And it changes. I mean, obviously you start with three center backs, so it didn't totally change the complexity. You know, you could change around. You could go with a back four or whatever, but like, that's just a bad call. And then we were even texting about it. I still don't quite know exactly what happened on that Bwanga play. If they in fact did call it, I could see them bailing themselves out and saying, well, Bwanga was on the ground and technically it's dangerous play and we've got to call an indirect free kick. And that's what happened. But if they actually in fact called it offside, my God, that is the worst call of the season because you can go back. Like,
And having stopped there.
Well, and the flip side of it is this. There was another moment where there was an offside. Murillo had to bust a gut to get there and he puts the ball wide. And yes, even if he puts it into the net, Murillo, you can call it back, right? I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the fact that that guy was 2 yards offsides, offside. Right in front of the assistant who is right there and he couldn't get it right. But what if he pulls his hammy there? And then what do we do?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you can bring the goal back, but what if Murillo's now out for, I mean, you pull a hamstring, could be out for the playoffs even. Like, just the incompetence. And I actually sent this to my mom. I was like, the confident incompetence. It was like, no, we're not just going to be bad. We're going to be overbearing in this game. That was... just in a bad game, like how they could make it worse. I don't understand.
Yeah, that's rough. He must have blown that whistle because he would have blown that whistle anyway for some other reason. That I guess that's giving him the benefit of the doubt. I mean, what else?
It is a weird moment where like a guy's on the ground. He didn't get fouled, but like he's winning the ball. The other two guys are just kicking the shit out of him. What do I do here? I don't want to give a penalty in this moment of the game in Philly after all this, but like, and look, referees find little ways to bail themselves out all the time, but that was not the time. Like, they should have just kind of let that play out.
I don't know, guys. Maybe soccer is a bad sport. Maybe we shouldn't watch this.
Travis, what is behind you? Is that like a, is that a plant or?
Yeah, it's okay. Fake. I think it's fake or it's a succulent. Oh, no, they're real.
So I'm in an Airbnb.
I thought it was a moth or something behind you for a second.
Yeah,
I was like, that's a cool idea.
It's like a swinging plant. I'm in an Airbnb. I'm visiting my family, and I got an Airbnb on Long Island Sound. And the hurricane is coming, and I'm about 10 feet from the water, and there's a flood warning. So there is a chance that this is the last time you ever see me alive. So just guys know, I've really enjoyed doing this podcast.
Did the Airbnb come standard with sandbags?
There are sandbags under the house, but they didn't give me instructions for what to do. So we're just going to see how it goes.
Also, not your house. So not your problem. Like if you leave there, it gets flooded. You didn't stipulate in the contract you had to put the sandbags up for them, did you?
If it starts flooding, do I leave? What do I do?
Is it dangerous? I didn't notice.
Is it dangerous to leave if there's floodwaters? Yeah, right? I should like get on top of a couch. Yeah. Happy foot is I'm going to die. And after watching that game, I'm embracing.
It's a happy foot. It's a happy foot. We have a couple of guests, which I think we can get some happy foots and sad foots out as we go. Should we bring on some guests?
Yeah, let's bring on Luke. He's been waiting.
Luke is here. LAFC Luke. Welcome back to the show.
Guys.
Thank you for joining us once again. Boy, oh boy.
What Help a crappy us. Game.
did you have fun?
When
Aaron Long missed the bicycle kick. That was my favorite.
Is that what that was?
That's a spoiler. That's my sad foot.
When Aaron backward and then just sort of fell.
Yeah. The most ginger. He did the bicycle kick you would have thought Chiellini would have done at his age.
Another example of him doing everything that Chiellini does worse.
Which is not actually like it's not putting him down. That's just the way it's going to be.
That's true.
Sorry, Luke, we brought you on and then we've just been talking.
I think what's exciting was when Matty Bogus had a block shot. That was like our almost chance, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Outside the
that
box.
That guy's good, huh?
It looks good. Now, Now, maybe, you know, Vince, tell me if I'm wrong, but this game looks slow. Like, it looked like they were playing on quicksand. And I don't know if that was the condition of the field or if it was the wind and the rain, but it just, like, every time they got the ball, it felt like, come on.
Very sluggish.
Well, and slow with, like, the thoughts, right? Like, the ideas just weren't, like, you would get guys into set positions and they were like, so what do we do now? It was built up to be kind of that game. Like, you knew the two teams wanted to play in transition, and then the weather was like, you're going to try to play fast in this? Good luck. And yeah, it wasn't fast. It was slow, and the thoughts, everything was slow. It was bad. It's just a bad game. I know I'm going to get, like, roasted for saying over and over it's a bad game. It was just a bad game.
I thought the St. Louis 0-0 tie was really fun. This was a really, really boring 0-0 tie.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing the whole spectrum.
So, let's see. Happy Foot. Cheeky. When he got that guy, they got the ball around that guy in like the 80 something minute. That was like it was amazing. Cool.
Behind the back nutmeg.
Of all the things that we saw, like close ups and cutaways and other things, that's the one we didn't get more of. Yeah. Like, again, it's for true. The producer that decided he was so cheeky, putting up the moment of the match being the tropical storm. Do your job, guy. Come on.
He said only one person could be cheeky today, and it's me.
And it's me.
My sad foot is whatever oily rag they tried wiping the main camera with. It started raining, right? And there were like raindrops on the screen. And then they cut away to another camera like, okay, now we're going to wipe off the main camera. And then they came back and it was just smear. It was just green smear. Yeah.
How was that the only camera that had raindrops on it? Like, all the other cameras were pristine.
They never seemed to figure it out. Like, go get some napkins. Like, presumably they had leftover napkins because that stadium only was half full, right? Like, they couldn't even bother show up to see the rematch of the MLS Cup that we've heard nonstop about from Philly about how they should have won, blah, blah, blah. They couldn't even show up to the game in the middle of Tropical Storm Ophelia. So they clearly had leftover napkins. Just use some of those things and wipe off the camera.
Someone's microwave going off.
Yeah, that was us. It's not a microwave.
What are you making?
It's good. Pizza? That's interesting in the game.
Pizza.
All right.
Is it microwave pizza?
The most exciting thing tonight because it was definitely not what we just
microwave
watched.
Microwave pizza.
We said it wasn't the microwave. Are we talking oven? Oven. What are we doing?
Okay. Yeah, the real deal. Love it.
Frozen
yeah.
pizza or did we make pizza? These are the things
fresh.
We actually have to know.
He's making it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. What
kind of spoiled tonight?
What kind of toppings are we talking?
Tomato, pepperoni, basil.
Tomato, pepperoni, basil.
Wow. Okay.
Someone gets it. Someone understands the finer things.
That's my athlete's foot.
The little clip household.
All right. What's your home address?
How can we all be there in time? Yeah, how much are we making?
Most exciting thing to happen tonight.
I can get a plane pretty quick, I think.
That's my other weird one. Why do we have 6 minutes of stoppage in the second half? Oh, yes, LAFC, yes, cheese.
It was a barometer. They're like, let's see how much these sickos really love this game. We're going to see. They made it this far. Scored. Let's give it all we can here.
I have, and they said Philly's never beaten us. That's pretty cool.
This is true.
We do forget that there is an MLS rule that LAFC and Philly have to end regulation tied. So it's the best they can do.
Well, Luke, thanks so much for coming on. Enjoy your pizza. Please tell your husband we said hello.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. See you later. Welcome back to the show, John Quirk. What kind of pizza are you microwaving? What do you got for us?
Your mic's not working.
You're on mute.
Oh, no.
I'm sure your joke was really good. We didn't
hear
it.
Another more interesting thing than anything in the game.
Is it just not working?
We're creating our own highlights.
Let's go to edit mic settings. He's yelling at someone off camera. Okay, someone here we go.
Do we have it? Do we have it?
Nope. Nope. Nope.
What?
Wait, did that? How about now?
Yeah.
You're on.
There we go. Perfect. Thanks for having me, folks.
Thanks for coming on. So prepare.
Here.
Yeah. Right. Happy foot. Sad foot.
Love the scarf.
He managed to turn that around on you, Travis. So, point to him.
What was your favorite moment of that game, John?
I think the best thing is realizing that we have kept two clean sheets in consecutive session, right? And against a team at their home who's historically very good at scoring, right? So, that's, I think, props to our defense.
That's true.
The other happy foot I have is that we didn't drop all 3 points. We only dropped two again against a very, very good team. So it's a silver lining, right? But my sad foot is I was on the Apple TV Plus stream. Their audio levels were terrible. I don't know if anyone else noticed, anytime that the ball would hit the side, like placard or whatever, it'd be a loud bang.
I did notice that.
Oh, yeah.
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 I wonder if they had to adjust it for the rain or something. Because at one moment you could hear the rain hitting a microphone somewhere, too.
I will say you didn't put yourself in a great position to be talking about their audio levels.
Yeah.
You're also not Apple TV, so that's okay.
Also, do you have a college degree peeking into frame?
It is.
Tilt up, baby. What do we got?
Look at that.
What is it?
Certified financial planner.
Oh, hell yeah. CPA life. Oh,
yeah. Line. Okay.
CFP. Close enough.
CFP. Oh, right. Sorry.
We don't do CPA don't do letters else. Here.
Okay. Well, what should I do now that the strike's still going on? I need money.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Patreon?
The other sad foot I had was it seemed like the game was really boring because the midfield was just both teams couldn't play to their strengths is what it seemed like. And so it'd be like turnover from one team to turnover to the next team. So it led to a really boring game, which is really sad. I had a lot of hope for us to actually win this and like we normally do, right? Against Philly, we typically win or at least draw, right? So
we definitely don't lose.
Exactly.
And we still haven't. All right.
Well, thanks for coming on, John. You're always the best. I'm sorry that, you know, you really fucked up at the beginning. Not our fault. Your fault.
The first actual point made on the show so far. So.
Yeah, you made a good point, actually, that made me feel better.
I dropped really
Whoa. I'm going to bring him back.
What happened?
Did you try to drop it there?
My mic was off, so we'll just leave it at that.
What'd you say?
I'm not going to repeat it.
No, yeah, never repeat the joke.
Get some lip readers
put
in there.
Put it in the Patreon for patrons only.
Yeah. I'll be fine.
Right, see you later. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, John.
Ryan Olson is joining us now. Welcome to the show, Ryan.
I haven't given them the coins yet. I have all three.
I don't know how often you guys are ever actually in the same place. Like, it feels like you are, but
we've actually never met.
I'm going to mail it to them.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. Do you have a happy foot and sad foot or really anything more interesting than that?
Yeah, or tell us what you're having for dinner.
Like, mostly it is sad foots. The one thing that I'm still fuming about, even though it didn't really seem to affect anything, but like towards the end of the game, one of the Philly defenders, like, punched the ball out of the air to himself and did not get a handball call. Like, everybody in our Discord was going nuts over that. But, like, I guess that was the most interesting thing that happened here. What was up with Mario not being in the lineup at all?
Did he not travel?
He played in St. Louis, right?
He was there.
Wait, Mario wasn't in the 20?
He wasn't in the 20, no.
They said Giorgio wasn't in the 20, but I thought
it wasn't in the list that I had.
Oh, okay. Could have picked up a knock.
He's not on here. I'm looking
something
at it now.
I guess they listened to the fans and they just
shame,
cut him.
Maybe?
They
maybe
cut him.
A shame?
LAFC is well known for giving out a lot of injury info. Like, we always get up to date, minute injury info about exactly what's going on. I'm sure he has a leg.
Yeah, he probably
not a leg injury, a leg.
Lower extremity. Upper extremity, yeah. Yes. One of the extremities. What's an extremity? Just like core?
I guess if you hurt your torso, you can either hurt an extremity or your torso. Is your head an extremity?
Happy foot continues to be bogus. Like
Thank you for bringing us back on topic.
I hope we.
All of the guests
him
are like really running this show tonight.
Sorry, like Ryan. Can you say that again? We were talking over you.
Oh no! Like happy foot bogus. Like it seems like he. Like I hope that we can tie him up for a good while because it seems like he could be like a central to this team going forward.
For sure.
There were stretches of the match where I feel like Bogus was really controlling things in a match where very few people were ever controlling anything. So I totally agree with that. What were you saying, Travis?
Oh, I was just saying that Bogus and Oliveira have, Bogus for much longer, but, you know, Kike looks great every game he plays. I like watching him. And Bogus is our most consistent player right now, I would say, outside of maybe Ilie. And Ilie didn't play that game. Or I guess he did, but he played less minutes. So I don't know, man. I still weirdly have hope for us in the playoffs, but I don't think we look like as dominant or as exciting of a team as we did last year. And I think we're all coming to that realization as well. I don't think that's necessarily as sad as some people are making it be, but the West is wide open. We could fall out of the playoffs. We could get the top spot. We could go out in the second round. Like it really is not all I don't know. It's just not clear what's going to happen, which maybe is good for storytelling. And I don't know. I'm not saying fucking anything.
It's just
anything.
A bummer after.
I said nothing.
Bummer after last year and after like how, you know, how well this season started to be coming out of this, like not, you know, doesn't even look particularly like we're going to earn any of the like 200 CONCACAF Champions Cup slots they're giving out this season. Yes. So,
yeah. Well, I just want to point out it's a tight table, much like up.
Very tight table. The table's very tight.
Clearly, there's nothing else to be said about this game, so I'm going to let you guys wrap it up. Yeah,
please. Thank you for joining us.
Ryan, you did so much better than all three of us.
Ryan is now the new host of this podcast.
Ryan, what if I take all of us off and you are there?
Yeah, you just say what you want.
Do we have more confidence in you than you do for that scenario? All right. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, take care.
Can we talk real? I mean, one thing we could talk about, and you know, you brought it up, Travis, is that feeling of it being different this year and not feeling as dominant. Because I do want to continue to point out from St. Louis and now Philly, like there's two teams that you had to travel on the road, very difficult teams, and LAFC didn't play necessarily maybe what we would consider their strongest lineups right away in both. Because if you guys don't consider Mario to be the guy with Carlos on the bench against St. Louis for most of the game, still able to, I thought they had the better chances, but still able to pull out a 0-0 against top team in the West. Then one of the better teams in the East, who I think is probably, you know, very much in contention to be in the final again, you again play a weird lineup and they're able to do things. So I agree with you guys. It's not going to be as high flying.
In the market for investment worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
But like I don't just feel weirdly good about this team. Like I think that they definitely have what it takes. It's just this season has been unique, more unique than any other season because of the fact that you had so many games mixed in between. And I'm not using that as an excuse in terms of load per se. I just think that they haven't had time to train. Like, I think what we're seeing here is like when they came out of the gates flying, they had obviously that great preseason. They were ready to go. And then once you start to get into the time when you have to do little tweaks and little things like that, they just never had it. And so, you know, maybe they'll have a little bit of time going into the playoffs, but I do feel like I've said kind of all along, like this team is still talented enough to get back to MLS Cup. It's just a matter of like a little bit of luck with injuries. And I mean, really that, to be honest, as long as they have their best team on the field, I feel oddly confident now having seen them go to St. Louis and go to Philly.
To be honest with you, I really agree. We're taking a certain tenor on these shows, but I think you make a great point. I don't know whether I'm breaking character or not here by saying this, but like this was not their best players in the lineup tonight. And Philly is one of the best teams in the MLS. That's a huge win. That's a huge, not a win, but a huge game, a huge feather in the cap where Vela came in very late. Boanga at half. Boanga didn't have a huge impact. They pulled it out without Ilya, who's like the heart of the team. I think between this and the last game, and I think maybe even a couple games before that, they're for the first time showing that going into the playoffs, they're actually going to have depth. And so that's, I think, a huge strength. They obviously haven't pulled off the like winning surge that we're hoping for and waiting for. And that's disappointing. So it's not really to negate the other points being made. But I think, Vince, you make a great point that, like, it is a strength that we're showing right now.
And I think we said it after the El Tráfico game, like, we've already played more games than we did last season when we won MLS Cup. Like, we're clearly, I think you're right. It's not that we're exhausted at this point. It's a lack of training, and it does feel like we don't have the rhythm that we need to have it feel fun to watch us or have it feel like the team's playing creatively. And I think that's what people are responding to a lot of the time. I mean, obviously you want to win every game, and LA fans are a little bit spoiled and expect to win every game or you fire the coach. But like, it just doesn't feel as dominant because it feels like a lot of the times we haven't figured out how to play together. And you go to a game, you watch El Tráfico, and you're like, oh, we have figured it out. We looked dominant. We know what the game plan is. And we figured it out. And then you watch these two games.
And it doesn't stick.
And it doesn't stick. But then you're like, oh, well, that makes sense, because they immediately had to fly to St. Louis on no training and then stayed in St. Louis for one day of training and then flew to Philly. So it's like they don't have a lot. I mean, it didn't look like they were playing to win this game. It looked like they were playing to tie in Philly. Maybe at the end it seemed like they were trying to poach one, but like it didn't seem, especially once I saw the lineup, it was like, oh, this isn't as important to us as maybe the game on Wednesday.
Yeah, the lineup felt that way. And you'd have to say that Galaxy lineup is probably clearly, like, when it's do or die, that's the lineup Steve's gonna put on the field. I know they talked about it a little bit on the broadcast, like Carlos as a nine with Oliveira and Bwanga to either side. I think Bogus now is, you can't drop him. Like, he's got to be in the midfield. I will say maybe my happy foot is actually Kellen Acosta. I really liked, especially against the ball, in moments where like he had to make a reaction decision. He bailed LAFC out two or three times with really good tackles and really good interventions. And if that's the Kellen Acosta we get, that's fine with me. I know a lot of people get on Kellen, like, I wish you could be a better passer. I wish you would chip in more goals. You don't need it. With the front three that we have and Bogus, those four will find you more than enough goals. As long as him and Ilya are cleaning things up and keeping things from transition, I think that's the best you can ask for. So if this is the Kellen that we're going to get in the playoffs, I really like it, because that's kind of the way he played, honestly, in the MLS Cup final, where he was just everywhere. Actually, the whole playoffs, Austin especially, like, he wasn't on the score sheet. Obviously, he was in the final, although I would say that that's an own goal. Like, but whatever, he gets to keep that. I'll let him have that. But he was just, his playoff performances was just the fact that, like, he was on the left side, he was on the right side, he's forward, he's back. He was just, he covered every blade of grass. And that's going to be an important thing for LAFC, I think.
I think the less we notice Kellen and Ilya, the better they've played. Like, yep. It really feels like they are... No. We don't talk about them nearly enough, and it's because we never have anything negative to say about them. And when it's really easy to talk about a player who scored goals, but if you're not flashy, you're just doing the right thing over and over again, we're not going to notice you. And I think that that's indicative of how good Kellen has been this season. I know we wanted him to score a few more set piece goals. I don't think he's had any this season, but that's not for lack of talent and ability. And I think without Kellen, we would have been lost a lot of the season, especially as Tillman has fallen back to earth a little bit from the beginning of the season.
That's true of Palacios too, until he behind the back nutmegs a guy. Then we talk about him.
Palacios has had some great passes lately. And I said that Bogus and Oliveira have been our most consistent players. And I think Uproar pointed out that Palacios has also been, like, Palacios is maybe, I'm surprised he's still on the team. He's really, really good. And I think our time with him might be over soon, so we should appreciate him while we have him.
I mean, captain's armband in Vela's absence tonight seems like a big deal to me, especially since he missed a game from yellow card accumulation instead of like some kind of discipline action. It's like, so, no, we know who you are. You're good.
What's the ranking? It's Vela, and then it's Ilya, and then it's Chiellini, and now we know it's Palacios fourth. Is that right?
Yeah.
Have we gone below, like, that ever?
If everyone's in Congress and there's a bombing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Secretary of the Interior is present.
All right, we have Zero Nips Dan joining us on the show now.
Doesn't look like we do. Dan,
oh, we have a black square. Can't believe. Oh, man. Zero Nips Dan.
Sorry, Zero Nips Dan becoming one bar black Joey.
from the whole family. We'll try again when you.
I don't know. We're at 30 minutes. We don't need to try again.
Yeah,
there's nothing to fucking talk about.
To be fair to anyone that wants to come on, like, The happy foots, we're all reaching for them now. And we're all just saying, like, I thought that guy played pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I especially with two more games coming on. It's like, it's maybe we should talk about Campione's Cup a little bit.
I actually have a comment that I thought would be a good way to segue into that. The comment here is, I think, very nice and arguable here. This game should have been prioritized over the match versus Tigres. Should it?
There are so many people on Twitter who disagree with you. I think that maybe you're right but I don't know. What is the Campione's Cup? Like, do we get Vince? Well, maybe we should give us a preview of what you're going to talk about on the preview match.
On the preview.
Yeah. I mean, you get a trophy. So it is, in fact, a trophy. And I think there's a little bit of prize money, although I think a lot of the prize money has now been redirected into League's Cup. I think for a lot of people, it's the chance to win something against Tigres when we didn't have that chance in Orlando. Also in Orlando, there was no fans. So there's the fact that there will be fans, you know, at the stadium and it's at our home, I think is important to people. So look, there's a lot of people that tell me like trophies are the most important thing. And all they care about is the fact that like we're missing out on so many trophies this year. Well, this is a trophy when it's at home. I kind of agree with this, but it's hard to say that they got it wrong when, like, as horrible as, like, the weather was and the game was, like, wouldn't you rather see them play really well and win a trophy at home than put a first-team lineup, you know, out there in Philly and then put maybe this type of lineup at home when a trophy's on the line? I think maybe it's in hindsight, but I feel that's the way most people would feel.
Do you think that this trophy, like, emotionally means anything to clubs? Like, I know people like winning trophies, but is there any history behind this trophy? Is there any, like, you know, you want to win MLS Cup because there's been, you know, 25 other MLS Cup winners and it's been going on for a while. Like, how long has this cup existed and do people care when they win it?
Since 2018, and the first one Toronto lost, and then since then teams have won every single one. I think until the League's Cup came around, it was something people kind of cared about, and now I think it's less.
Yeah, so it feels like a one-game League's Cup.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I mean, it's a cool idea because it's the champion of Mexico. Actually, what it is it's the Campione of Campeones. So it's actually like this is
the
Campione's Cup, which is the Campione of Campeones versus the MLS champion. There's a lot of Campeones going on in this cup. It just a lot of Campeones. So it is kind of weird in that way. So it kind of meant something, but then we did this whole League's Cup thing. So if I'm them, I mean, what am I going to tell them? It's more money and more TV inventory. But if I'm them, I maybe phase this out or find a different way to do it, I would think.
Let's not downplay it too much. What if they win?
Yeah, if they win, it's great. It's the coolest thing that there's ever been.
Guys, what a historic victory this was. This is what we need to say.
If they win, yeah, we'll just take the rest of the playoffs off. And the only thing that matters is at least we won a trophy. I mean, look, again, it's a trophy. So, you know, but it's kind of weird being that it's like it's not a one-game trophy because you had to win MLS. I shouldn't say that. You had to win MLS just to get into this game.
Do you think they'll put a banner up if they win?
They do love banners.
It does, but like there's not a lot of space. Also, those banners look like they're gonna fall down. They're always swaying in the wind in a way that scares me a little bit.
Okay.
All right, let's bring on Zero Nip Stan for a very rapid fire. Stan, welcome to the show. It's a rapid fire happy foot, sad foot, or
are you being arrested?
You've got on Campione's Cup.
If you're being arrested, please.
your mic also isn't working. Unmute. We can do it.
I can unmute you.
The red and blue lights, it's more positional play than it is tactical.
Okay.
I'm in Chester. We're in Chester.
You're there. All right. How was the vibe?
Yeah. Vibe? So my sad foot is East Coasters shouldn't be afraid of rain, and yet their stadium was only like 82% full. As East Coasters, like can you speak to that?
Oh, I'm not an East Coaster. I can't. I'm out on this.
I would say I think if it was a game that was like a championship game, people would be out for. But I do think that it was interesting that people were scared of it, especially because it doesn't seem like it's raining that hard. How hard is it raining right now?
Oh, it's nothing. It's in LA too.
Oh, really?
Wow.
On TV, it really looked like it was pouring. It was like drizzling the whole time?
It didn't start doing anything until the second half. And even then, it was just not a lot.
They really made it seem like it was a downpour. They kept, they referred to it as a tropical
one man
storm.
Of the match. It one man of the match. The storm one man of the match. Any happy foots or sad foots from the stadium?
My happy foot is,
and the Wi-Fi goes bad there.
Well, that sounds about right. Okay, and we lost. All right.
Thanks for coming on.
That's just the way that things have gone.
Yep. That was how LAFC approached the match too. Our happy foot is.
I just got a push notification to watch the official highlights of Philly versus LAFC. I can't wait to rewatch that.
You're going to get a 404 on that one.
It's a trap.
Yeah, I click it and it's like, you'll never mind. I was going to make a joke about ads on a porn site. Let's wrap up.
It's all right. Yeah, I think we've done this, guys. What do you think?
Yeah, we'll talk about better times later.
Pizza is going to eat soon.
Yeah, pizza's still the highlight. I actually now have that on my mind, so I think I need to go get some pizza.
Well, an undefeated stretch of matches here this week. Just completely unbeatable, we shall say.
The defense has looked good.
Could be a lot worse.
The defense has looked good.
Midfield making things happen. Things didn't fall.
Consecutive clean sheets for Maxime Crépeau. So I guess if you really want to put a silver lining on it and you were worried about somebody, you know, having not played in over 300 days, he now has consecutive clean sheets, so he's going to be feeling pretty good.
Has he been tested a single time?
He made that strong save on Harriel in the first half. I thought that was a tough one he had to really get over. And then in the St. Louis game, he had the good save on Lovren, or Lovren, however you want to say his name.
We are pretty lucky to be able to ease him into it like this. We're not really even throwing him into the fire. He's like getting it's nice and easy. He even like had a goal, he had the feeling of a goal going by him and it got called back. It didn't even count.
I miss Yakupovic. He's like
getting his reps.
I miss Yakupovic. That's what I'm saying.
No, let's get him on the show.
He and Chiellini are on a cruise somewhere.
All right. This has been fun. Has it? Thank you, everybody, for hanging out. As always, we'll be back with the preview episode next week. If you want to help us out, please subscribe to the YouTube channel that you're watching this on right now. Hit the thumbs up. It helps people find us. Also, if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review. It helps other people find us. I remember to say that once every 2 months, maybe, and I think it's important, and I should say it more often. Anything else you guys want to leave us with?
No. Let's get the next one.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right.
Tonight. If I die tonight, I love all of you.
Oh, yeah, Travis, make sure that you get on top of something that's buoyant.
Yes. We'll leave you with rest in peace, Travis.
My big juicy butt.
In memoriam.
Ayo!
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
1. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.